Dr. Saber getting an office note on patient Kenna Williams, K-E-N-N-A Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth is 2/17/1973. Date of service 10/9/2025. Per paragraph, the patient's 52-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Pond, P-O-N-D-T, for evaluation of chronic kidney disease. Patient has past medical history significant for one acute kidney injury in the past from acute varicella infection. She did recover some kidney function. She tells me that she had a kidney biopsy done in 1996 and was diagnosed with focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, FSGS. Next diagnosis, hypertension for years. Next, fibromyalgia. Next, neurogenic bladder bladder stimulator implantation. Next, essential thrombocytosis followed by hematology. Your paragraph, past surgical history includes tubal ligation, next cholecystectomy, next appendectomy, next gastric sleeve in 2017, next hysterectomy, next bladder stimulator implantation, next kidney biopsies. Your paragraph, allergies, she's allergic to statins, oxycodone, and toradol. Social history, patient is single, has one child, no smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. He works as a phlebotomist at LabCorp. Paragraph, family history, father was healthy, mother had multiple TIAs, pacemaker placement, and MI. Review systems reveals headaches on and off, nighttime snoring positive, morning headaches positive. Patient complains of right foot pain. She has been taking ibuprofen 600 milligram daily for a while now, despite knowing that she should not take this type of medication. She denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, occasional heartburn, no abdominal pain, occasional constipation. She does have nocturia, complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling. She has hot flashes and is postmenopausal. Period. Paragraph. Immunization. She received three shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph. On physical exam, before that, current medications include amlodipine, aspirin, gabapentin, hydroxyurea, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, omeprazole, and tizanidine. On physical exam, vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils round, active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, non-cervical lymphadenopathy, non-carotid bilaterally, non-jugular instantiation bilaterally, most oral mucosa, non-pharyngeal erythema, noted pre-paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm. Normal experience, two, no emergency, no friction, paralysis, no acute auscultation, no crack, as always, short abdomen, south, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry, rebound, or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema, the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, not a neuro exam, is not focused. Investigations available to me include the following. BUN 20, creatinine 1.22, estimated GFR is 53, potassium 4.2, total CO2 is 26. Urine acid shows 1 plus protein. Pure paragraph. Assessment and plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3A with history of FSGS by biopsy. Her biopsy was done in 1996 and not available to me. We're going to do another serologic workup and quantify proteinuria. And we'll do imaging studies, and then we will follow and discuss the results. Next diagnosis, hypertension, maybe contributing to her kidney dysfunction as well. Continue current antihypertensive medication. We're going to increase her amlodipine 5 milligram if her blood pressure log shows uncontrolled hypertension. Next, highly suspect obstructive sleep apnea. We're going to check a home sleep study. Next, essential thrombocytosis. Continue hydroxyurea. Next, fibromyalgia. Avoid NSAIDs if at all possible. Next, neurogenic bladder suppressor stimulator. We're going to rule out a dysfunctional obstructive uropathy. Pure paragraph. Patient is going to be back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I'll keep you updated on her progress. And reports. Thanks. 6 cc, Dactropan pill, NDT.